Dane, first off, why are you running in this election?
Well, I'm running to ensure that the priorities of my communities are well represented in Ottawa, and to fight for the values of the people of Parkland, and ensure that they have a voice in Ottawa.
And what are some of the main kind of issues you're hearing about from constituents in Parkland?
Well, some of the big issues I'm hearing in the thousands of doors my team and I have been knocking across the riding is we want to see our energy sector unshackled by federal regulations and bans, so we can get our energy sector back going. People want to see their cost of living dealt with, and I think we've already notched a very serious victory in forcing the Liberals to back down on the carbon tax, although we need to keep going to ensure that they don't bring it back. We need to hold criminals accountable. We're just seeing so many violent criminals getting in and out of prison to reoffend on our streets, and it's time we finally crack down on these criminals that are making our communities unsafe. We need to support our military. They've been under-supported for the last 10 years by this government, and we need to ensure they have the equipment, the training, and the financial support they need to do the job, the very dangerous job we ask them to do. And overall, we need to strengthen our economy. We're facing external threats, tariffs, and an increasingly dangerous world, and we need to stand up for Canada by unleashing our economy and putting our own country first for a change.
Kind of lastly, and you've sort of talked about this already, but why should people check your name when in the ballot booth?
Well, look, I've got the experience. I mean, I've been the member of parliament here for nearly 8 years, and this is my fourth election. My family have farmed in this region for decades. I've served in the military. I continue to serve in the military. I think my values align with the values of the people of this constituency. And I'll just point to a few things in my record fighting for them in Ottawa, the Jasper wildfires this summer. The government wanted to sweep it under the rug. It was they just wanted to blame it on climate change, but they didn't want to talk about the very real failure to manage our forests, which led to just a devastating toll on the beautiful community of Jasper. We could talk about the Emergencies Act. It was total federal overreach, and I was right there on the front lines fighting the Emergencies Act that the Liberals brought in 2022, and they ended up backing down on that. The firearms ban, they're going after hunting rifles and shotguns, and I stood up a committee, a public safety committee, and I got the government to back down, although there's still more work to do on that front, and I'm looking forward to continuing to do that work when we're in government. I've spent the last 8 years standing up for our energy workers and our farmers, particularly our coal workers, when they phased out the coal plants. I forced the government to actually spend money in our communities to support those communities and workers that had lost their jobs and communities that had lost significant tax revenue. And I'm going to keep fighting for those workers. But in the end, I want to ensure that we have good jobs in our region so that people can support themselves and their families and thrive and achieve their dreams. And we can only do that when we have a federal government in Ottawa that gets out of the way and supports our workers.
Excellent. I think that's all we need for the story. That's perfect. I appreciate you taking the time during this busy time.
Thank you so much.